This is the Emergency Preparedness Guide for Seniors and People with Disabilities, brought to you by the Ready New York program at the New York City Office of Emergency Management. Emergencies can present additional challenges to seniors and people with disabilities, but everyone can plan for emergencies. It's important to know how a disaster may affect you. When an emergency, like a fire, a blackout, or severe weather occurs, your personal needs, such as replacing medications and equipment, may not be met right away. Every New Yorker should plan to be self-sufficient for several days.
Getting started. To make an emergency plan, you must assess your personal needs. Determine if the resources you use routinely will be adequate during emergencies like flooding, extreme heat, or major snowstorms. For example, think about whether you rely on caregivers, special medical equipment, medicine, or service animals. Think about your needs. Discuss with your healthcare provider how to obtain emergency prescription refills, insulin, for example. If you receive home care or medical treatments, find out your provider's emergency plan, including where a backup site is located. If you rely on medical equipment that requires electrical power, contact your medical supply company for information regarding a backup power source. Ask your utility company if the medical equipment qualifies you as a life-sustaining equipment customer, or determine if you are eligible to register for a priority power restoration program. Contact Con Edison, 800-752-6633, or National Grid, 718-643-4050, or Long Island Power Authority, 800-490-0025. If you rely on oxygen, talk to your vendor about emergency replacements. If you receive Social Security payments, consider signing up for direct deposits in case you cannot leave your home. Go Direct is a program that offers financial assistance for those who collect Social Security. www.godirect.org.
Develop a disaster plan for each place you spend time, at home, at work, school, and in the community. Share your disaster plan with members of your support network. If you live with or near people who may need assistance, help them develop disaster plans. Establish a personal support network with at least two people. Include family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers, and determine how you will help each other in any emergency. Ask those in your support network to learn about your personal needs, know how to contact you or others in the network at any time. Check on you immediately after an emergency, keep sets of your keys, and know where to find your emergency supplies. Decide where you will reunite with family, friends, or caregivers after a disaster. Identify two places to meet. One right outside your home, and another outside your neighborhood, such as a library, community center, or place of worship. Make sure everyone in your support network knows the addresses of all meeting places. Practice using all possible exit routes from your home, neighborhood, and workplace. Designate an out-of-state friend or relative who family or friends can call during a disaster. If local phone circuits are busy, long-distance calls may be easier to make. This out-of-state contact can help you communicate with those in your network. Document important health and life-saving information and frequently update this information. If you receive home-based care, include caregivers in developing your plan and familiarize yourself with your home care agency's emergency plan. Identify neighbors or friends who can help you in case your caregiver is unable to reach you. If you have a service animal, plan for its needs. Make a record of important possessions to help you claim reimbursement after a disaster. If there is no emergency plan where you usually spend time, like a community center, encourage administrators to develop one. Make sure you are involved in making decisions that affect you.
Evacuation is a last resort when a serious threat to public safety exists. If you must evacuate, your first plan should always be to stay with friends or family. City officials will advise you when evacuation is necessary. Remember to tune in to local radio and TV stations, access nyc.gov, or call 311 for the latest emergency information. Evacuate immediately if your life is in danger. Call 911 if you are stranded and need emergency assistance to evacuate your home. Determine if you will need assistance in an evacuation and how you will get to a safe place or shelter. Make a habit of identifying exits whenever you are in a new location, like a shopping mall, restaurant, or movie theater. Know evacuation plans for all places you spend time. Often buildings have floor marshals who are responsible for evacuation plans. Be sure to let floor marshals know what special assistance you may need in an emergency. Determine whether you live in a hurricane evacuation zone by calling 311. Make alternative transportation plans. The method you usually use may not be available. Practice plans regularly and consider different circumstances, such as blocked paths or exits. Teach members of your support network how to operate your equipment or help you move in an emergency. They may have to disengage gears of a power wheelchair or lift you to safety. Be prepared to explain to others how best to guide you. Include service animals in all drills so they become familiar with exit routes. In an evacuation, if there is time, secure your home. Close and lock windows and doors and unplug appliances before you leave. Let friends and relatives know where you are going. Wear sturdy shoes and comfortable protective clothing such as long pants and long-sleeved shirts. Do not use an elevator during a fire or other emergency unless directed to do so by emergency personnel. Evacuation routes change based on the emergency, so stay tuned to the local news or call 311 to get accurate information. Get to the nearest safe place as soon as instructed.
If you are directed to evacuate, try to make arrangements to stay with friends or family outside the affected area. For evacuees who have no alternative shelter, disaster shelters may be set up in schools, municipal buildings, and places of worship. They provide basic food and water. If possible, bring foods for dietary constraints, clothing, bedding, sanitary supplies, medications, and things that might help you be comfortable in a community shelter. Shelters do not have special equipment such as oxygen, mobility aids, or batteries. Be prepared to bring your own. Shelters are subject to change depending on the emergency. To find an accessible shelter near you during an emergency, call 311. Family members or someone in your support network can accompany you at the shelter. Service animals are allowed. In some emergencies, you may be advised to stay where you are. When city officials advise you to shelter in place, act quickly and follow instructions. Identify a room with few doors or windows. Ideally, the room should allow at least 10 square feet per person. If there is time, close windows, doors, and fireplace dampers. Tune in to the local radio or TV stations to receive updates.
Assemble a go bag, a collection of items you may need if you have to leave in a hurry. Your go bag should be packed in a sturdy, easy-to-carry container, such as a backpack or small suitcase on wheels. Take some time before a disaster to gather your most important belongings. These items will help you function during and after an emergency. Here are some suggested items. Copies of your important documents in a waterproof container. For example, copies of insurance cards, Medicare and Medicaid cards, photo IDs, proof of address, marriage and birth certificates. Extra sets of house keys. Copies of credit and ATM cards and cash in small denominations. Bottled water and non-perishable food, such as granola bars, flashlight, battery-operated AM/FM radio, and extra batteries. First aid kit. List of the medications you take, why you take them, and their dosages. Sturdy, comfortable shoes, lightweight rain gear, and a Mylar blanket. Contact information for your household members and members of your support network. A kit to repair flat wheelchair or scooter tires. Supplies for your service animal, like food, extra water, bowl, a leash, and cleaning items. Backup medical equipment.
An emergency supply kit should have enough supplies for you to survive in your home for at least 3 days. Keep these materials in an easily accessible container or a special cupboard. Explain to your household members that these supplies are for emergencies only. Check expiration dates and update your kit when you change your clocks during daylight savings times. Here are some suggestions. 1 gallon of drinking water per person per day. Non-perishables, ready-to-eat canned foods, and a manual can opener. First aid kit, flashlight, battery-operated AM/FM radio, and extra batteries. Or wind-up radios that do not require batteries. Extra blankets, a whistle or bell, personal hygiene items, a phone that does not rely on electricity. Backup medical equipment such as oxygen, medication, scooter battery, hearing aids, mobility aids, or glasses. Style and serial numbers of medical devices such as pacemakers and usage instructions. Supplies for your animals such as food, extra water, a bowl, a leash, and cleaning supplies.
You have been supplied an emergency reference card. Have someone in your support network help you fill this out. Keep this card in your wallet or purse and give copies to members of your personal support network. Update the card regularly. The information includes the date it was updated, your name, your preferred language, your address, your daytime and evening phone numbers, your cell phone number, your date of birth, your blood type, your health insurance.
Your emergency reference card also includes the name of an emergency contact, the relationship, address, day and evening phone numbers, cell phone number, email address, out-of-town contact and phone number, healthcare provider and hospital affiliation, pharmacist and phone number, things like allergies and special medical conditions. Here are some resources, senior and community centers. Depending on the emergency, some senior and community centers may adjust hours of operation. For example, centers may stay open longer in a heat emergency. During snowstorms, they may close early because it may be dangerous to travel. For more information on senior center hours during an emergency, call 311 or check directly with the senior or community center. Hurricane Zone Finder. This tool will help you determine whether you live in a hurricane zone and where there is an evacuation center near you. During a hurricane, residents can get up-to-date information on centers by calling 311. Ready New York. The city's preparedness campaign encourages New York City residents to prepare for all types of emergencies. For more free information about evacuation, specific hazards, sheltering, preparing for pets, heat, and general preparedness, call 311. For more resources, unless otherwise noted, call 311 or use nyc.gov to contact city agencies like the Office of Emergency Management, the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities, and the Department for the Aging. The American Red Cross in Greater New York can be contacted at 877-733-2767. Con Edison can be contacted at 800-752-6633. The Long Island Power Authority, a 24-hour hotline, is 800-490-0075. The National Grid, a 24-hour emergency gas safety service, is 718-643-4050. The National Organization on Disabilities Emergency Preparedness Initiative is 202-293-5960. For mental health information, a referral, or if you need to talk to someone, call New York City's confidential 24-hour mental health hotline, LifeNet. In Spanish, 877-298-3373. In Mandarin, Cantonese, and Korean dialects, 877-990-8585. In English or all other languages, 800-543-3638.
Contacting the city. Call 911 when you are in immediate danger or for a serious or life-threatening injury. Call 311 when you need access to non-emergency services or for information about city government programs.